Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Dumb as he caballeros, forget it. You know what's happening. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two. I am the man, you know that, Pedro Fernandez. And it's not bragging when you're telling the truth, folks. 34 plus years now. Your undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves. Often imitated, but rarely duplicated. Bottom line is we're talking MMA this hour, of course. UFC 220. Wow. What can I say? January 20th, Saturday night, the TD Garden, Boston. Of course, the heavyweight championship on the line. Stipe Miocic. Cleveland, Ohio, baby. Everybody's underdog taking on Francis Ngannou. Of course, Ngannou and Stipe Miocic will feature that in detail there, of course, on this show. We'll talk about the main event. We'll hear from both guys. We'll hear from a couple other guys. We'll hear the guys at the press conference. We'll try to mix this all together, folks. Of course, this is the biggest fight of the UFC calendar because it's the heavyweight championship of the world, folks. This is what's rocking. And had Cain Velasquez really been a guy that could stay uninjured and win a couple of fights in a row, you know, he'd have been the guy. But the heavyweight division, the most a champion's ever defended his title is three times. That's not too many times. Three times and you're a great heavyweight? Probably not. But the bottom line is, if Stipe Miocic gets past Francis Ngannou, of course, on the 20th of January, he will cement his position as the best heavyweight of the past 25 or 30 years. And, of course, MMA has only been around since 1993, so that sort of makes him the best heavyweight of all time if he takes out the highly favored Ngannou. Of course, Ngannou coming in with that big knockout ratio, knocking everybody out, knocking out Alistair Overeem, Junior Dos Santos, knocking everybody dead. But at the end of the day, you know, Stipe Miocic is the real deal, baby. You're tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
I'm used to being the underdog. I don't mind being the underdog because I like shutting people up, you know, and people start betting against me and they lose a lot of money. You know how many times I have people come up to me and say, well, what's wrong, man? They're like, I lost a lot of money on you. I bet against you. I'm like, oh, sorry. Next time you should bet again for me. So nothing's going to change. So,
are you surprised you're the betting underdog?
No, I'm used to it. I mean, I'm used to it every fight.
And Francis, you interrupted Stipe earlier. You think that he's intimidated by you? You think he's lying when he says he's not?
Of course, he's really intimidated. He know what's going to happen. I know he's just making proud. Yeah, like, yes, I'm the charm, I'm this, I'm that. But he know the guy that he's going to fight. He know that he's going to be the fight that he never had in his career.
Stipe, you agree with that?
I guess so.
Oh.
Whatever he says. Sure. I'm intimidated. Awesome.
Okay, and Francis, why did you let DC?
Bottom line is, Stipe Miocic is not scared of anybody, folks. He's the world heavyweight champion. He comes to us from Cleveland, Ohio, a boxing background. He can grapple as well. His ground and pound is there. All the facets he needs to retain the heavyweight championship of the world, he has, okay? And, of course, the heart of a lion, no doubt about that. He's come back and beaten guys that have beaten him before. So what I'm trying to tell you is this is a classic matchup of a monster in Francis Ngannou. Of course, 14-1, knocking everybody out, knocked out Alistair Overeem in the blink of an eye. But when you look at the fact that he's knocked out, I believe, Dos Santos and Overeem, both those guys don't have great chins. I mean, when you look at Overeem, Overeem's got a horrible chin. I mean, so that's really not a – I mean, I told you about this. When I knocked out Anthony Myers in the amateurs, I thought I could punch. Anthony Myers had a glass jaw, I mean, like a coffee cup. It was like, hit it, bang, drop it on the floor, and it's going to crack, okay? I didn't know that. I thought I could punch. Turns out I couldn't. Turns out he had a glass jaw. Same thing applies here. I think that Francis Ngannou can punch, but you can't hurt what you can't hit. And Stipe Miocic is pretty good at slipping punches. Of course, Mr. Ngannou originally started off as a professional boxer, so he was taking boxing under his wing, and of course he was homeless in the streets of Paris like 5 years ago. He's a great story, and of course the UFC wants him to win, and I think we'll hear from Stipe a little bit later about that, how he feels to be the underdog. Not only the underdog, but not the guy the company wants to win. I mean, that's not a feeling you really want to take to, I guess you do. I guess you are Stipe Miocic. You know what? I wasn't supposed to win any of this to begin with. He wasn't supposed to be the Junior Dos Santos, okay? He wasn't supposed to be heavyweight champion, okay? He wasn't. I mean, every time they stack the odds against him, they think he's going to lose. You heard what he had to say there. I don't know how many people have come up to me and said they bet money on me and lost. Well, shame on you. Next time, bet with him. I'm not trying to say he's some cinch domino to win here because Francis can crack. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, when I face those Samoan monsters, and I'll mention him, Sonny, I can't think of what Sonny's last name was. Sonny Napopo or something like that. But he was here in San Francisco. He was this junior welterweight, some undefeated junior welterweight Samoan guy, and he was banging everybody up, okay? And I think I had won like two Golden Gloves in a row. I think I was just stepping into the open class, which means I'm fighting three-minute rounds now. Because you fight two-minute rounds in the juniors and the special seniors, and you move up to open rounds, you fight three-minute rounds. So I'm fighting three-minute rounds now, okay? And, you know, Sonny's like drilling everybody in the gym. And I was a better gym fighter than I was a ring fighter, and I won four Golden Gloves. So what does that tell you? What I'm trying to say is Sonny tried to pull that stuff on me, and I lit him up. I mean, big time. Just jumped on him. He kept jumping on him and jumping on him and jumping on him and jumping on him. And he was knocking everybody out, okay? And then a couple days later, they were ticked off because I had roughed up the guy. So they put me in with a guy by the name of Felix Gonzalez. They called him the Jawbreaker. And my Chris Gomez, my trainer, says to me, he goes, you know, they're putting you in here thinking they're trying to get you hurt. I said, yeah, you think so? He goes, yeah, they're trying to get you hurt. I broke his jaw. The jawbreaker, Felix Gonzalez, broke his jaw. He was like 24-1, something like that. He had a great record until I broke his jaw. What I'm trying to tell you is you just can't underestimate a champion. You can't do it. And I stipped Stipe Miocic, I think, is going to come to fight. Of course, a loser of two fights, he's avenged one of those losses. The only loss he hasn't avenged was to Stefan Struve, and that might have been considered a bit of a fluke. But Struve, double S, was tall, about 6'7". Of course, I think he had to retire because of a heart condition, and he was coming back, and he wasn't, and he was. Anyway, Ngannou, about 6'7" as well. These guys are huge, huge, and they hit hard. But I'll go back to what I said. Ernie Shavers hit the hardest of any heavyweight in the history of boxing. No doubt about that. Larry Holmes told me, for the most part, you could take everybody's punches, you know, looking at them. But Shavers was one of those punches you couldn't take. If you didn't see it and it hit you, guess what? You were probably going down if you weren't going out. Anyway, Miocic, Ngannou for the World Heavyweight Championship. It's going to be one hell of a fight. We'll hear from both guys a little bit later in the show. On the co-feature, is it going to happen? I'm talking about Daniel Cormier, the only guy you've ever heard of to get knocked out in his last fight. I mean, knocked out like, crying, that kind of good stuff, of course, and then still be champion. Yeah, okay. There was a bit of controversy involved. John Jones was on steroids or Flintstone vitamins. Call him what you want, but you still got knocked out. You still got knocked out. I mean, how do you do? I don't know how they give him. Just give the belt back to him because, you know, John was on steroids. No. You make the title vacant, and if you want to give the title back to him, you put him in with a guy that really can't rock that well. Of course, an easy fight for him, okay? Not too many easy fights in the world of mixed martial arts, but Volkan Ozdemir, a guy that had beaten everybody, won all but one fight, big knockout puncher as well. He was arrested this past weekend for a bar brawl. Now, what he was doing in a bar a couple of weeks before this big fight, shame on him, and he deserves to be pulled from the card. Why? Not because he got busted or arrested for aggravated assault or hitting somebody or threatening somebody or something like that. No, he should be pulled from the fight card because he was an idiot. You cannot go to a bar if you're an MMA fighter or a boxer and this kind of stuff. You're like a fight. You got a fight on the horizon. You can't do that, man. I mean, what are you going there for? To show off? To show your guns off to somebody or some kind of stuff? What are you going into a bar for 2 weeks before a fight or 8 days or 9 days before a fight? There's no reason you're going into a bar 9 days before a fight unless you're looking for problems, because that's all you're going to find in bars is problems, especially if you're a straight fighter. Remember, you know, my MO was that I didn't get drunk because I was always afraid that somebody could beat me when I was drunk. I never had any problems or a lack of confidence, no matter who I fought, if I was sober and I was straight and I had my faculties, okay? I'm not too scared of too many people, okay? But if you got drunk and you couldn't handle yourself, well, let me tell you. One night I went to the now Rays Circle Star Theater in San Carlos, California, saw Marvin Gaye, okay? Had a couple drinks with some girl. I won't mention her name now because she's married to some big rich guy down there in Silicon Valley. Anyway, I had a few drinks, and some clown started clowning me. And you know what? I thought to myself, you know what? I need to take care of this right then and there. And then I realized I couldn't because I had a few drinks. So ever since that point, from that point forward, and that was the 1970s, I've never been out and drunk to a point where I couldn't fight or felt confident. This is the way it is, okay? But Volkan, going out to a nightclub 10 days or 2 weeks before a fight, he should be arrested for impersonating, for the stupidity of impersonating a fighter, because there's no way in the world a world-class fighter should be in a bar a week or 10 days before a fight. So looks like that fight might be off. More power to the UFC if they pull him on that one, because he's an idiot. As I said, don't pull him for the fact he's been arrested, okay, and charged with battery and that kind of stuff. Pull him for being an idiot. Daniel Cormier, of course, the paper champion, if there ever was one, at 205 pounds. The light heavyweight division, of course, Cormier, as soft as he is, he's ready to go. He's been ready. He's like a plum, ready to get picked off a tree, man, but nobody can pick the plum. They just can't. I mean, John Jones did, but John Jones is head and shoulders above Danny Cormier, probably steroids or without steroids. But Volkan Ozdemir was supposed to be the guy who was going to knock out Danny Cormier. So Cormier looks like he's going to
maybe defend against somebody else. They're looking for a replacement right now. If Volkan cannot be pulled from the card, it'll be Volkan and Cormier, and that figures to be a pretty good fight. Rest of the card sort of sucks. I kid you not. That is the UFC 220 card. The first two fights are cool. The rest of the card, might want to go to the internet maybe and buy this one like a $10 internet charge from. You can buy real cheap internet live feeds on a lot of these fights from like around the world for like $5. Or you can go to like places like VIPbox.tv, and they've got some a lot of sports that you don't get on conventional cable and conventional internet and that kind of good stuff. So VIPbox.tv, not box.com, VIPbox.tv is the website you want to go to. That'll probably keep you up to date as far as the combat sports world is concerned. Of course, as I said, the UFC Heavyweight Championship going down. But tonight we're rocking and rolling. Of course, we'll get to that card in just a minute. Of course, I'm talking about a Korean guy that's, you know, he's not like the Korean zombie or anything like that. I mean, he wasn't that great, but he's a guy that sort of kind of put this. Well, Anthony Stevens is in the other corner. Anthony, Jeremy Stevens. And Jeremy's a bit of a gatekeeper. So Jeremy is a gatekeeper, 145. And Doo-Hoo Choi is a favorite guy from Korea. What's going to happen? We'll see what's happening. Fox Sports 1 tonight. We'll talk about that card in depth. And Paige Van Zandt's on the card as well. Paige is not hard to look at. Taking on Jessica Rose Clark. That's on Fox Sports 1 tonight from St. Louis, Missouri. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Cody, you're just finishing up your media rounds here at UFC 217, and it seemed like as you went through it, your confidence in yourself built. Tell me what really you learned about answering all these questions from the media in such a tough evening.
You know, at the end of the day, win, lose, or draw, you just have to be honest with yourself. And, you know, I'm brutally honest with myself. I made a technical error, and he capitalized on it. You know, like I said, hats off to TJ. But, you know, this is what happens in this game. You know, I love it. I love this. This is what I love to do. But, you know, just at the end of the day, you have to be honest with yourself. And I made an error, and he capitalized.
Do you feel like the layoff that you had for almost a year played any factor going into this fight, the fact that you've been out of competition?
You know, I don't want to say that because everything felt the same to me. You know, it's, you know, I know where the kitchen's at. I know how to eat the food. You know, that's something that's easy to do. It just happens, you know. I'm not going to make excuses for the long layoff or the injuries, but like I said, it happens. You know, I went out there. This is the best me, you know, going out there and fighting TJ, and he just capitalized on a dropped hand.
Well, we're so looking forward to seeing you back in the octagon. I know you have so many blessings in your life. You're going to be a dad. I know you're going to go on a little vacation. So we look forward to seeing you again, Cody.
Thank you.
Hey, Billy. You mean to be loose, so
far? Yeah, exactly. Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Cody Garbrandt, of course, getting relieved of the World Bantamweight Championship. TJ Dillashaw, the former champion, taking that title back for us. TJ Dillashaw beat Renan Barreiro back in the day. People thought that TJ was sort of done. But TJ, of course, has come back, and he is now the champion again, of course. And you got to look at TJ Dillashaw as the guy that, of course, Cody Garbrandt wants to hook up with again because he wants that championship back, right? But, you know, Dillashaw said, look, I had to wait 2 years for a title fight after losing my title, so you're going to have to wait 2 years as well. So that doesn't bode too well as far as Cody Garbrandt's concerned. Of course, this big card tonight, we'll get to the UFC 220 in detail a little bit later, but this big card tonight, of course, going down on Fox Sports 1. I mentioned the couple of fights on the card, but, you know, if you're a freak and you, like, want to watch all the cards, it starts off at UFC Fight Pass. We've got 1, 2, 3 fights there. Of course, 2 women's fights, so one featuring Danielle Taylor and J.J. Aldrich, and Kalindra Faria and Jessica Ai. Jessica can fight a little bit. They're fighting the flyweight and strawweight. There's another women's bantamweight bout on the card. Talita Bernardo and Irene Aldana. And, of course, on top, the co-main event, Paige VanZant, a former world title challenger, and Jessica Rose Clark and Avaya at flyweight. And, of course, that's a co-feature. The main event, a 5-rounder, Jeremy Stephens and Doohoo Choi. Who is Doohoo Choi? Of course, outside of the fact that he's a raging Korean, he's 26 years old, comes to us from Gumi, South Korea. Of course, the Korean Superboy, they call him. Pretty good-looking fighter. 16 fights, 14 wins, 11 knockouts, a big puncher, no doubt about that. Only one submission and 2 decision wins. His 2 losses were both by decision. And pretty good-looking fighter, no doubt about it. He's been active since 2009. I talked about this guy fighting out of Busan, South Korea. He's a legend over there, but a lot of guys are legends other places. And then they come to reality. I had a couple guys that were legends in other parts of the amateur world, came to San Francisco and got a taste, dose of reality. I mean, you know, it just is. I mean, you're an icon. You know, you're the best guy in your area. But then, you know, you step over to the real world, and this is the real world for the South Korean fighter. Of course, he's 5'10" tall, so he and Jeremy Stephens about the same height. Jeremy Stephens got that long, long record. What I mean by a long record is that the fact that he's a journeyman. He's a gatekeeper, per se. He's supposed to lose this fight. On paper, he's supposed to lose this fight. Jeremy Stephens is supposed to lose this fight tonight. Of course, the Korean Wonder Boy is supposed to win. Of course, he lost in his last fight. Unanimous nod to Cub Swanson. Cub Swanson's a pretty good fighter. But before that, I'm looking at his record. You know, he lost to a guy by the name of Yusuke Kaijima. And that was a split decision back in, like, 2010. So outside of that, and that recent loss, of course, in to Cub Swanson, he hasn't lost too much. And it was the fight of the year on ESPN as far as 2016 was concerned, him and Cub Swanson. They take that back. They won the World MMA honors, and they won the year as far as ESPN was concerned. So more props to him. I hope he got some money out of that. Awards don't mean anything. You know those Golden Glove trophies I got at home? Yeah, they don't mean anything. They look good. They look good, but they're not worth any money. They're not. Anyway, the Korean Superboy taking on Mr. Stephens, and I think that Stephens is in a position where if he doesn't win here tonight, he's probably going to get bounced out of the USC. I just can't see him sticking around. You know, they don't have room for gatekeepers, per se. I mean, they need contenders, contenders, contenders. Paige VanZant, who is she? Very easy to look at female, no doubt about that. Of course, taking on Jessica Rose Clark. Jessica Rose Clark can fight as well. So these 2 fights are going to be good fights.
The rest of the fights on the card, I don't know a whole lot about these people. I mean, I've seen a couple of these guys in action, but I don't know them in depth per se. And I guess that's going to make for a good card. We'll start off on Fight Pass, UFC Fight Pass. I believe that'll go down at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And then at 5 p.m. Pacific time, they go to Fox Sports 1 for the prelim card. That'll last for 2 hours, I think I'm told. And then we'll go at 7 p.m. Pacific time to Fox Sports 1 as well, keep it on the same card, same channel. Of course, the UFC is famous for splitting this up to Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2, FX Cable, all kinds of different channels. And you got to keep the same event. It's just as it progresses, you got to keep changing the channel, which doesn't make sense if you want to keep viewers glued to the TV. Anyway, Duhui Choi, Jeremy Stephens, the main event, going to rock and roll tonight as far as the UFC is concerned. That'll be on Fox Sports 1. So check your local TV, guys. As far as the upcoming schedules occurring, UFC 221, Robert Whittaker's pulled out of that fight. Of course, that was for the vacant middleweight championship? I guess they were going to vie for the championship down there. Luke Rockhold and Yoel Romero are going to hook up. Of course, Yoel Romero is the substitute now. And the reason why he's the substitute is that Mr. Whittaker said, you know, I'm hurt and I can't fight if I'm not 100%. But, you know, everybody goes into fights with injuries. Everybody goes into fights with aches and pains. I know I went into fights. I won a couple of fights with broken thumbs. Two different times with broken thumbs, my left thumb. Didn't learn how to throw a hook until I was late in my career. A lot of times I would hook guys with the side of my hand and break my hand. Now, if you look at my left thumb right now, you can see the scar tissue or the calcium, wherever it is, that's built up over that thumb joint right there. It's much bigger than the right one. But yeah, I broke it at least twice, hitting guys in the head with hooks, not knowing how to punch. You learn. Anyway, the bottom line is Luke Rockhold, of course, the guy of Santa Cruz, California, the former champion, 19 fights, 16 wins, no doubt about that, a good record. And Yoel Romero, of course, he was the guy that I thought was going to be the next middleweight champion, but things happened to him. Yeah, he got knocked out. I mean, these guys are like, what happened? I mean, this is what's funny. It's not funny. It's ironic about the world of mixed martial arts is a guy can be on a roll. A guy can look like the best guy of all time, and he runs into somebody like Whittaker, and, you know, guess what? He gets knocked out, of course. So he gets knocked out. Take it back. He loses the unanimous nod to Whittaker. And his last fight, of course, that was at UFC 213 in July. And he's going to come back and take on, good luck on that one, Yoel Romero. And I don't know about that. Luke Rockhold is going to be rocking and rolling. Romero's got the style to beat him. This is a toss-up fight as far as the who's going to win is concerned. But Robert Whittaker ticking off a lot of people, not showing up for that fight, of course, it's going to be in Australia. He was the guy selling the tickets down there. Of course, they got Mark Hunt on the card. Mark Hunt, the slowing Samoan, the throwing Samoan, call him what you want, but he's a mighty, mighty man. He's like 42 years old now. He should probably think about quitting or he's going to end up with CTE if he doesn't have it already. Taking on Curtis Blaydes. Nice name, Curtis Blaydes, especially if you're a street fighter. Huh? What's his name? That'd be Curtis Blaydes. Anyway, Ty Tuivasa's on the card in the heavyweight card. Sounds like a Samoan or a New Zealand type of heavyweight. He's on the card taking out Cyril Lasker, Jake Matthews, and Lai Jingalong. I like that name, Jingalang. I like that. Lai Jingalang. Anyway, Tyson Pedro. The return of Tyson Pedro, folks. The man with the greatest name in the history of mixed martial arts. That's right. Tyson Pedro. Sydney, Australia, where he calls home. Of course, 26 years old, 6'3", 205 pounds. Meaning he's a light heavyweight. And he looks so good up until his last fight. And you're only as good as your last fight. And of course, he took on Ilir Latifi, and Latifi beat him like a dog, just beat him down over three rounds. I mean, maybe he won the first minute of the first round, but outside of that, Latifi just beat him down. I mean, not to the point where, like, you know, he was, like, mumbling and slurring his words afterwards, but just a complete beating. It was competing. Head, body, you know, he was outpointed. There was no doubt about it. It was unanimous, not after three rounds. And Ilir Latifi sort of exposed Tyson Pedro for being a bit, how can I put this, green? I'm being nice there, but a big green. Anyway, Tyson Pedro is going to be on that card as well. Tyson Pedro taking on, oh boy, here we go, Double S, Saparidov Safarov. And, of course, that's going to be on the main card. The Fox Sports 1 will handle the pre-card, the preliminary card, Damian Brown, Dong Hun Kim. Isn't that the crazy zombie? Isn't that the zombie Korean? I don't think so. There's so many different names of these guys. Of course, they've got these great nicknames coming from Asia. They don't seem to have them. No, he was he's the maestro, this guy. The maestro, what else is his name? Dong Hun Kim? No, he's just the maestro and the ninja. That's his nickname. Anyway, he's going to be doing his thing, of course, on this card as well. But Luke Rockhold and Yoel Romero on top. I guess they're not going to make this for the title, but they probably should because Whittaker, I don't know, man. You know, Whitaker, what are they going to do with Whitaker? Whitaker keeps coming up hurt. Whitaker's a good fighter, no doubt about that. But he was the guy that was supposed to bring in the entire crowd. He was supposed to sell out the stadium down there, and it's not going to happen. So I mentioned Dana White is not happy with that. No way, no how. Speaking of Dana White, heard some clips from him on the web this week. Still Dana. Still the guy I knew 15, 20 years ago, man. I mean, yeah, you know, he's got him worth $1 billion, but still. Still Dana White. Says what he wants when he wants to. And in fact, I don't see him looking any more reserved than he did 20 years ago. In other words, he says what he wants when he wants. That's what makes him Dana White. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The baddest man on the planet. The one who can beat any man on Earth in a fight.
That is one intimidating man.
The UFC World Heavyweight Champion Stipe Miocic earned the baddest man moniker by annihilating opponents with ruthless efficiency.
I'm too many years in the zone, too many years to have built what I own, and many dumb fools try to take what I've grown.
But Miocic's reign is under siege by a terrifying new challenger.
This is the future.
Francis Ngannou, a mountain of destructive potential and shocking power.
before the tidal wave breaks. Cause you don't wanna come beneath the reaper that awaits.
Who is the baddest man on the planet? On January 20th, the answer to such an enduring question could change in an instant.
We in the title fight, blow for the blow, and you can take the flame and I take over the show.
It's a long way down when your head is in the
world. Oh my God!
This is not a game, don't get in my way.
Two of the most dangerous men walk in the face of God's free earth.
Wow, what can I say? It's going to go down, of course, the 20th of January, the TD Garden in Boston, Mass. Of course, they tore down the Boston Garden. They built the TD Garden. But the bottom line is, man, this place is going to be sold out because USC fans will come out for the World Heavyweight Championship, especially the fact that the challenger is considered such a formidable foe. I mean, he really is. He's almost undefeated. He's only lost one fight. He's knocked out 12 or 14 foes via hand punches, so he's very powerful. According to the USC stat machine, according to that machine, it tests punching power down there at the USC power plant or whatever they call it in Las Vegas or Cincinnati, Nevada. He's the hardest puncher in the history of the sport. Now, I said that before. That's all fine and dandy. You know, George Foreman was the hardest puncher in the history of the heavyweight division. At least he was when he was going to, before he fought Muhammad Ali. Knocked out Joe Frazier. I mean, he was knocking everybody. Knocked out Ken Norton, but he ran into Ali, and then he got knocked out. The bottom line is, you never know until that chin has been tested. Anyway, Ngannou and Stipe Miocic, here's the real call for the heavyweight championship of the world.
I grew up in Cameroon. I was a kid like everyone with a dream. Just a dream to become somebody. Just a dream to have my own place in the world. But when you are somewhere where you're not allowed to dream, everything that you dream about, it just seems like crazy. At the time, it sounded very far. It sounded unbelievable. Today, when I think about it again, I'm just like, I did it, man. You know, it's incredible. I'm here to become the number one, to become the greatest.
A Cameroonian with a dream, Francis Ngannou.
I'm here to become the champ.
When Francis Ngannou faced Alistair Overeem, there were many questions. Alistair Overeem had been a K-1 Grand Prix champion. He had won the Strikeforce heavyweight title. He had won the Dream heavyweight title. He was one of the most skillful and experienced heavyweights ever. Arguably, the most highly decorated striker in the history of the heavyweight division. And Francis Ngannou blasted Alistair Overeem into orbit with one punch.
Oh! Down goes the ring! Francis Ngannou has arrived!
When we saw that, you realize that the hype is real. This is not just any heavyweight contender. He's a real unusual person. He was homeless just a few years ago. 5 years ago, walks into an MMA gym, has virtually no traditional martial arts training. 5 years later, is the scariest man in the history of the sport.
Big hammer fist. This could end quickly.
That's it.
And it's all over.
We're dealing with a guy who's capable of knocking any heavyweight in the world unconscious with one punch that connects. You're talking about a young man who is possessed. He believes it is his destiny to be the UFC heavyweight champion of the world. And one man stands in front of him, and that man is Stipe Miocic.
I'm excited for him. You know, he's going to shout, but as long as I'm here, no one's going to be champion.
He is fighting a man in the champion, Stipe Miocic, who has gone through the ranks, worked hard to become champion. He's a guy who earned everything through blood and sweat and determination.
Everything's earned, not given. I'm the best in the world. I'm the champ for a reason, and I can beat anyone on the best day.
The champion, Stipe Miocic, is on a tear right now. He's coming off of 4 first-round knockouts in a row. He knocked out Andrei Arlovsky in the first round.
Arlovsky's hurt.
This could be it.
That's it.
It's all over.
Wow.
What?
Won the title off of Fabricio Werdum in the first round.
Oh,
and he got caught.
That's it!
It is all over!
I'm a world champ!
Stopped Alistair Overeem in the first round.
Big shot! It is all over!
And stopped Junior Dos Santos in the rematch in the first round.
Oh! It's over. Down goes Dos Santos!
That's it.
Stipe Miocic retains his UFC heavyweight title. The path to the UFC heavyweight title still goes through Cleveland, Ohio.
The champion is in his prime form. He is absolutely right now in the peak of his ability. And he firmly believes that he has the skill, the knowledge, and the experience to handle the storm that Francis Ngannou brings to the octagon.
I'm going to take things in my hands because I have the best coach in the world. We have a great game plan walking in, and I'm going to use that game plan and walk out champ.
Stipe is the champ. He had two successful title defense, but for me, I don't feel like he's the best. They need the new blood to change the team up. I'm here, man.
He has no idea what he's in for. He's going to find out. When people underestimate me, they find out that they're looking up at me and looking at the lights.
Oh! He slapped him!
This is one of those fights where Stipe can't make any mistakes.
The margin of error for this fight is extremely thin. We're both dangerous to any part of the fight. We both go for the kill.
Stipe Miocic looking for the quick finish, and he's got it! Ngannou knocks Arlovski down! That is it!
We both know what it takes to take someone out, and it, you know, someone's going out, and it's not going to be me.
Big right hand from Stipe Miocic! This fight is over!
My champion mentality is the reason why I got there. And so, me being champ, I'm going to show him why I'm the champ. I'm going to walk out, belt still wrapped around my waist.
We're getting close to the goal. Now the champ out.
Oh!
Become the champ.
You got two of the most dangerous men walking the face of God's green earth going into this octagon.
This is one of the most highly anticipated heavyweight fights in the history of the sport. And on January 20th, we're going to find out if a new king will rise.
We might be staring at a future UFC heavyweight champion, Francis Ngannou, ladies and gentlemen.
The biggest win of my career is coming.
Paging Stipe Miocic, Francis Ngannou is coming.
Now is my time.
Declaring the winner by knockout, and again, champion.
John Jones returned in spectacular fashion to defeat Daniel Cormier.
I want to take this time to thank Daniel Cormier for being my biggest rival and motivator. He is a true champion for the rest of his life.
Then Jones tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs.
He disqualified himself by taking a steroid before the fight, so it didn't happen. So now I get the belt back, which is the right thing to do. And I'm not only saying that because it's me. Right. It's the right thing to do.
Now Daniel Cormier faces one of the most formidable knockout artists in the division in Volkan Ozdemir.
Whoa! Ozdemir with the knockout, Aaron Stokoe!
I am so excited about this fight because I feel as though after July 29th there was a stench. I can't get rid of it until I go and I fight to get my hand raised again.
And there's the tap, looks like Rumble tap!
It's it.
And still, Daniel Cormier has done it!
Wow.
This is a very strange position for Daniel. He has to defend not just his light heavyweight title, but defend his position as a winner.
You take a lot in losses. You learn a lot about yourself in losses, and I learned a lot on July 29th.
Right hand over the top. He's feeling it. Oh, he caught him.
Without a doubt, we are going to see a better, stronger Daniel Cormier heading into this fight with Volkan Ozdemir. A man on a mission to shut down this young upstart.
Short wrestler, tall striker. Good takedown by the champion.
I'm more motivated now than I've been in a really long time. And I'm going to show that against Volkan Ozdemir. And I hope to dominate him in the Boston TD Garden Arena.
Daniel Cormier, just like that! Volkan Ozdemir believes that he has the opportunity to surpass both Daniel Cormier and John Jones and become the greatest light heavyweight champion ever.
I know that I can beat everybody. I just want to be a champion, and I just want to make my people proud.
He came into the octagon on short notice and fought Ovin St. Preux, beat him.
Flurry from Ustamir, we're working downstairs to the body.
Then starched Misha Sirkonov, and then starched Jimmy Manoa. Two spectacular first round KOs.
Huge punches.
Ustamir heard him.
Awesome. Oh, Ustamir pushes Manoa down, he's out.
Grab right through.
Ustamir does it again.
The knockout comes really easily. I'm not looking for it, but I know I have really strong hand and I have good accuracy and good timing too, so the knockout comes always fast.
He's getting a shot at the title like that in a very deep division, but he's so good and so scary that no one's complaining. Everyone wants to see this fight.
He's earned his title shot, but one punch is not enough. A puncher's chance doesn't get it done against a guy like me.
Daniel Cormier, winner by submission.
It does get it done against a guy like you, of course, if the punch is put in the right spot. I'm talking about in that liver area. If I fought Daniel Cormier, I'd be working on that body. I mean, he's always had the soft-looking body. I mean, everybody's dogged him in the past, but outside of John Jones, nobody beat him. Josh Barnett told me he was too small. That didn't turn out to be the case. Frankie Mir told me it was too small. That didn't turn out to be the case. The bottom line is we're going to see what happens when this fight goes down, and it's going to be one hell of a fight. One hell of a fight. Of course, the World Heavyweight Championship going down the 20th of January live on pay-per-view. Only two fights on that card I think worth buying, so you might want to go see that one at a pay-per-view party or maybe go to a sports theater or a sports bar, something like that, you know, and pay a lot less than $70 a pop. That's a little bit too expensive, no doubt about it. Some of the other bouts coming forward as far as the UFC is concerned in 2018, I mean, and I'm really rocking and rolling about this because, you know, as the schedule comes out, it's pretty obvious that the UFC realizes that, you know, as far as main eventers are concerned, they haven't got the most main eventers in the world. I mean, they don't. I mean, they're sort of hurting for talent, yet they release guys, and it's not the numbers. I mean, numbers, they've got the numbers there, but as far as the quality fighters are concerned, you're just not going to have that many super fighters. I mean, people think that, you know, this is a new sport and that all these guys are going to rise to the top right away. This sport's only been around, like, since 1993, so I really don't expect it to be able to say things about it, especially, like, the residual effects of fighting in the world of mixed martial arts for another 8 to 10 years. Max Holloway, my man, UFC 222, baby, the world featherweight champion, the man that took out Jose Aldo not once but twice. Taking on the former lightweight champion, Frankie Edgar. Edgar, of course, was beaten by Aldo. A bit of a surprise there. I thought that Edgar was going to beat him, seeing Edgar was coming down from 155 to 145. But yet when they stood up in the octagon against another, Aldo was a bigger guy, which sort of blew me away. Anyway, Aldo, of course, out of the picture right now after losing two fights in a row as far as titles were concerned, and title fights were concerned. And Max Holloway going to defend against Frankie Edgar, of course, on the same card. CB Dolloway, a middleweight that can fight, taking on the steroid king himself, Hector Lombard, former Bellator champion, of course, the guy that came over here, had that body like an Adonis, and you knew something was up there. Anyway, the one guy that Stipe Miocic has not beaten, that beat him, Stefan Struve's on the card. He's coming back in the heavyweight fight against Andre Arlovski. Of course, Andre Arlovski, another guy with a soft chin. I think that Francis Ngannou took care of him, too. So Ngannou, I give him the best. You know, I give him all the best. I mean, he's a good fighter. There's no doubt about that. But I just don't think he's got all the tools to beat the world heavyweight champion. Why do I say that? Because it's Stipe Miocic, baby. And Stipe Miocic can fight. Whether it's standing up or laying on the ground, he's a well-rounded fighter. And I think that he will still be the world heavyweight champion come January 20th, 2018. We'll see. I've been wrong before. Not too often, thank God. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885. If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to Sports Byline on SB Nation Radio. We're talking, of course, MMA. First of all, I want to say that, you know, sometimes I'm a bit of a jerk. So for the times that I'm a jerk to the people that I'm a jerk to, I apologize. You hear what I'm saying? You are tuned to, of course, the Mighty Sports File on SB Nation Radio Network. We're talking mixed martial arts. Vitor Belfort is supposed to fight on that card tonight. Not going to happen. Of course, not on Fox Sports when he's going to come back in March. Looks like March the 17th, going to take on Michael Bisping. The Count, without the O, of course, the former middleweight champion, lost that title to GSP, and then GSP gave up the title, and he lost a few weeks later to when he went over to China. So he's like two fights in a row. Michael Bisping going to take on Vitor Belfort. That's going to go down March 27th, Vitor Belfort's retirement fight and Bisping's retirement fight. Win or lose, both these guys are supposed to retire. Good luck on that one. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. I thank you so much for tuning in as we talk mixed martial arts Sundays right here on the Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Network.